The 10-Minute Wedding Podcast with Dara O'D.
A couple of years back, I had the chance to be in the south of France to DJ a three-day weekend for an Irish couple that had decided to make a castle, an hour from Toulouse, their destination wedding. It was here that I met Julie Francis, who ran the weekend from start to finish with meticulous planning. If the south of France is on your list for a possible destination wedding, then it's essential that you talk to Julie about everything that this beautiful region has to offer.
The 10-Minute Wedding Podcast with Dara O'D.
Hello, I'm Julie Francis. I'm a wedding planner in the southwest France. My website is www.yourweddingplanner.fr.
Julie, thank you so much for talking to us today. You mentioned there in your little introduction that you're in the southwest of France, but could you give us a little bit of an idea about what is in the southwest of France? What areas would we know as Irish people?
Absolutely. In the southwest of France, we're touching on the Dordogne. I live in the Lot area, which a lot of people don't know, but it's 2 hours up from Toulouse and roughly 2 hours from Bordeaux. We're in a beautiful country, quite hilly area, and it's a lovely area to visit with lots of rivers and easy to get to from the airport.
Let's concentrate mainly on Toulouse, mainly on Bordeaux. What are the most popular venues for couples that want to get married these days?
We have some great venues. Nearer Bordeaux, you've got a lot of venues that attach to vineyards. So it's quite a lot of wine around there. You've got quite big chateaus. You've also got smaller residences where people can rent and stay for a week. Normally, they have between 20 to 50 guests to stay at the chateaus. Toulouse, you've got a wide range of huge chateaus. We've got some fantastic ones near Mortery. They're easy to get to the airport, which is brilliant, and fantastic landscape.
Well, that was going to be my next question. How do venues work in France? Can you give me an idea about pretty much start to finish from when a couple want to walk in the door to when they want to walk back out as husband and wife?
When they come to the chateau, there's different chateaus. There's a chateau that you can stay completely and you can do what you want, or some are managed with hotels. Basically, you can stay the night before, which is lovely because you can have just a welcome cheese and wine evening for your guests who's staying at the chateau. The day after, it's your wedding. You'll spend a lovely morning getting ready with a hairdresser and planning your morning. Afternoon, usually around 3 o'clock, weddings happen in France because then it gets a little bit cooler towards the evening when you want to sit down for your evening meal. Ceremonies usually held outside in the beautiful sunshine, usually in the gardens or a woodland area. Afterwards is cocktail, which lasts for about 2 hours at somewhere around the chateau, normally in front of the chateau. Afterwards, dinner, usually in an area what's a little bit shaded. Restrictions usually do not happen in France, so you can party all night. So outside is where you can dine. And then, of course, then there's the party afterwards with either DJ and band, which we try and keep outside if we can. And as the stars come out, it's a lovely atmosphere.
You said we can go as late as you possibly want. Is that true? And also as well, at the same time, we need to talk about the bar. What is the situation with alcohol and bars, or paying for alcohol in France?
The French weddings go on a lot later than English and Irish weddings. They can go on till 5 a.m. A lot of the English and Irish weddings will probably finish around 2 or 3, but obviously can carry on. As for bars, it depends on which kind of chateau you rent. If you rent a chateau that is managed, slightly like a hotel, you usually have a bar and you pay for the drinks they drink. If it is a chateau for you to do what you want, you can supply your own drinks. There's no corkage from the caterers. Very, very few do that. And you can bring as much alcohol as you want. And the waiters who are the caterers will then serve the drinks for you all night. So you will have bar staff, but you can buy your own. You can pre-order this beforehand. If you do go to your caterer, they often put a 25% fee on it. But apart from that, you can supply your own alcohol, and then you can have exactly the drinks that you like, and beer pumps are available.
Is it important that we make a bit of an effort to speak French, or do an awful lot of people speak English in France?
They do speak English, but they do like you to respect them. So if you can say the bonjour, au revoir, if you can speak a little bit, that's great. But if not, just a little bit of respect for their politeness, they're absolutely fine. And of course, they will try and help you if you are struggling. But it is fun trying to do it as well.
Could you give me a little bit of an idea in an A to Z of what you do on a particular day or the services that you provide your Irish clients?
I'm there the day before of the wedding to meet all the wedding party. Often it's the first time I've met them, unless they've been over beforehand. I spend the whole day. We do a rehearsal. We set up anything that needs doing. The day after, I'm on site, usually about 9 o'clock in the morning, to make sure the hairdressers are arrived and everything's fine. I then help set the tables up with the caterers, and I put everything in place. Beforehand, then I then greet all the guests, which are then shown to their seats for the ceremony or a welcome drink. The ceremony, I am there and obviously working behind the scenes. I'm not always seen, but I am there. And then I work all day making sure that the meals, the menus are fine, and all the way to the evening. I'm usually there until after the first dance, but I can stay longer.
Julie, I've asked this question of other wedding planners that I've spoken to, and I know the answer will be how long is a piece of string. But if you had, let's say, around 80 people that wanted to travel to France for a wedding, could you give us a ballpark figure about how much it would cost?
You're roughly talking 18,000 to 20,000, depending on what you want. That will get you a wedding planner. A wedding planner is roughly around 2,900. This is based on figures of 2021, of course. Catering, you're looking around 55 euros per head. Obviously, wine's very good, not costly in France, so that's great. A DJ, you're looking around 1,000 to 1,500 for a DJ to be there all day for you, so he can do the ceremony. Music, if you did want for the cocktail, live music is best and starts roughly around 300 euros upwards, depending on what kind of music. Bands come in a little bit more expensive, and you're basically looking at 1,000 euros per band member to play at your wedding for the evening. Okay, you need to think about a bus also to take people home if people are further away, and you're roughly talking about 400 euros for a bus at night. So basically, your drinks, a wine, you can get 5 euros, and your bar can be set quite easily. And then there's your venue. Your venue, roughly, some don't have a venue fee and you just pay for the rooms and they'll have a small cleanup fee afterwards. Others may have a venue fee, and that can range from sort of 2,000 upwards. And that's basic for you to bring the amount of people on site. So for about 80 guests, you are looking around 18,000 euros. But obviously that's with flowers, food to feed everybody on the day, drink, band, DJ, all the service providers you need, and then any venue fee on top.
How far in advance should we consider booking and planning?
I've done weddings within 3 months, but 2 years is good, depending on what you want, but also to give it time to get exactly the date you want for the venue. Most people book 2 years in advance, and I'm working on some 2-3 years in advance at the moment.
Julie, remind us of your website once again, please.
It's www.yourweddingplanner.fr.
If you like what you hear, don't forget to subscribe and have a brand new episode in your inbox every week. For more information about us, go to daraod.com or find us on Facebook and Instagram. If you know someone getting married or who would be interested in this, please share this and also tell a friend. Finally, please rate and review our podcast. That's all for now. Join us next time for the 10-Minute Wedding Podcast with Dara O'Dea.